We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Welcome back. Before we go on, please. Six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle. Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
The painted vase between its ears.
Sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things.
Dude,
the real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak.
Stop.
When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't,
it
seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poor. Variable,
Sarsaparilla.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your
nerves. And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's
sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Pete Toothbrush.
He ran home for a meatloaf sandwich. Let's wait
what?
For
it. He had a dim window.
There is so much coming in.
Time magazine.
Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
The other lens has been smeared with mustard.
Fair
Isle. It's shut.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on. What's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood?
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
An octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss.
More mobility.
And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six boobs. And so you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
It's okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
Okay, so well.
convince myself that I was just what you see in Pharaoh's.
It's a very exciting time to be a news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Go away.
Sweet acid duffelus.
And by the way, we're still angry.
Why?
Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it. It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with bleeping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Pregnant roller skates.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You're crazy out of your mind.
Sequitur.
Anything is real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Anything.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs. Becoming poor. Yeah. Variable. White. Losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
And now it's time for your favorite post-COVID game show.
It's my great movie.
With your host, Lisa Something.
To the game all of us play every day, is my brain okay? Whether it was the year in isolation, the 2 years without any semblance of society, or the virus itself physically shrinking our brains, one thing's for sure, we got stupid. Before we get started, let's meet our contestants. Derek from Queens, what'd you do before COVID?
I was a marketing director for IBM.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do now?
Mushrooms.
I get it. I took a bunch before the show. Jennifer from Indianapolis, tell us a fun fact about yourself.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Uh-oh. And Victor from New Mexico, how are you feeling today?
Tired for no reason.
Terrific. Now, you all know how the game works. Every answer is something you definitely knew before COVID. But does your brain still remember it? Let's find out. First question, what day of the week is it?
That's easy. Tuesday?
Nope. Not even close.
What is Thursday?
Nope. And you don't have to phrase it as a question.
No, I was genuinely asking, what is Thursday?
Derek, what day of the week is it?
Okay, I remember that yesterday was my birthday. And my best friend texted, birthday on a Friday night, dog? What we doing to celebrate? And I got so anxious I didn't respond and went to sleep before 5 p.m. So today must be Saturday?
Correct, yes. And bonus follow-up, Derek, what month is it?
June.
Ooh, sorry, we would have accepted February, March, April, or May. But let's put 100 points on the board for Derek. Whoever has the most points at the end will have that number of stem cells injected into their brain in the hopes of, what's the word? The thing you do with cards.
Tires.
No. When the battery's dead, you gotta
sell the car.
No, that's it. What you do with the cable. With the
wheelbarrow?
No. Jumpstart. Yeah, the stem cells will jumpstart your brain again. Damn it, what is wrong with me?
You're depressed.
No. I wasn't really asking.
You've never felt more alone?
Stop guessing. Thanks.
You want to call your therapist, but she blocked your number.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
You just give off that exact aura.
All right, let's give Derek 100 more points, which means he's unlocked a bonus question that involves a mystery guest. Derek, who is this?
Oh, that's easy. That's one of my best friends from college.
Uh-huh. And what's his name?
He was one of my best friends.
You said that. But what's his name?
I know something regular like Greg or Steve, right?
We lived together for 3 years, man.
Oh, sorry, Derek. The correct answer was Derek.
We got the same name?
That was our whole thing, man. D1, D2.
Damn. That's really bad, man. I'm sorry. We should go get a drink sometime to, catch up.
Uh-oh. The sound of someone inviting a friend to drinks when they have no intention of ever getting drinks means we're out of time. Let's go to the final question to determine if your brain is okay. Contestants, write down your answers, please. If you had to talk to a person, what's a good way to start? And go. All right, let's see your idea of how to start a conversation. And Jennifer, I noticed you wrote with your tongue.
Well, there's still one variant I haven't gotten yet.
Okay. Wow. Jennifer said, let me be inside you now. And Jennifer, who do you imagine saying that to?
Anyone from strangers to parents.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Your brain, not okay. Victor, how would you start a conversation? Let's see. Heaven must be missing an angel, because when I woke up, there was a glowing figure hovering over my bed. I guess it could have been a ghost. I'm worried I'm losing my grip on reality. Ha, ha, ha.
I've given the ghost a name, Blue Bar.
Okay, well, that's very incorrect. Your brain is also bad.
When you talk, all I picture is the skeleton inside your head.
Whoa, mama. Okay. Derek, it's down to you, and you wrote, if you set the clock ahead, you don't have to be alive as long. And you know something? You're right, Derek.
Oh my God, I won?
That's right. You came up with a great way to minimize the time we're awake and alive. And you can choose your prize, a 2-week all-inclusive trip to Hawaii, or you can go back to your apartment and stay there.
Apartment.
They always say apartment. Thanks for watching. Is my brain okay? If you gotta ask, it's probably not. Good night.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain,
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Our objective today is nothing less than the genesis of a living human brain. Keeping in mind that bold revolutions in art and science most often result from the creative synthesis of seemingly unrelated or even profoundly incompatible materials and ideas. For example, on this side of the equation, a bowl of mashed potatoes, in this case, Idaho tubers. Mashed potatoes are among the few organic substances to effectively mimic human brain matter in, let's get it off there, consistency, density, and critical mass. Also a very pleasant aroma. And on the other side of the equation, I've prepared a little homebrew bacterial culture, habitat for millions of spiral-shaped bacteria known as spirochetes. A very persuasive theory in contemporary neurobiology suggests that the axons and dendrites permitting communication among human brain cells are direct descendants of these little fellas. Can't see them, but I know they're in there. Next, we simply scrape our culture into the potato mash. Give it a good folding in. Really let the spirochetes incubate. And then we'll wheel the entire mixture over into the sun and let nature go to work. Of course, such processes take place over millions of years. Time is the essence of a lasting revolution. So I suppose we'll just have to sit back, boil up the rest of our Idahos,
back, and I'm joined now by Ron DeSantis, governor of the great state of... Wait, which is the one that's shaped like a big dick?
Florida.
Oh, right, Florida. Sir, you recently signed into law the controversial Parental Rights in Education Bill, which some have called the Don't Say Gay Bill, and others have called the Girl Fuck That Bill.
I think it's probably the most comprehensive piece of legislation I've seen.
Critics say that this bigoted legislation will rob kids of a safe space to have a healthy discussion about their identities. I mean, how would you feel if we signed a bill prohibiting everyone from talking about slimy, self-interested douchebag politicians with no sex appeal who buy all their suits off the clearance rack at Burlington Coat Factory?
We at the state can stop that. I look and see how this media operates, this corporate media. What about all the people they've smeared over the years who are not governors?
Someone's being an That's no way to be. Honey D, here's the tea. Gosh, I'd hate to upset your Republican peers. So let me say this soft so no one hears.
Here's an interesting fact.
Gay. Oops, I said it. I'm gay. You can bet it's a badge that I wear with a fabulous flag. Cause I'm gay, 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 gay. Sorry. Honey, I'm gay. As a drag queen's brazier. And although you might think that I'm flawed, hey, I'm gay as a Broadway premiere. Your thinly veiled hate is a dangerous trend. It's such a vile cliche, but you'd rather talk straight and add a hate to offend. So I'll try not to say that I'm as gay as an Easter bouquet. I'm as gay as the cast of Euphoria or a Sephora display.
You go to the jail.
Girl, I'm as Rudy as Gaga in Gucci and gorgeously.
Ooh, I almost said it again. God, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Hey, Ron DeSantis, hey, gay, gay. Hey, Ron DeSantis, hey, girl, hey.
Come on, why can't you say it too?
Hey, Ron DeSantis, say it too. There's nothing naughty or risky.
There's nothing wrong with
LGBTQ.
I'm not backing down.
Splendors of all shades and genders. So sing it out loud, man.
went really well.
It was disgraceful.
Okay.
Stop that.
Willie spends all day thinking up new ways how he can own the libs. The code of DeSantis is different from Santa's. He's yelling at your kids.
This is ridiculous.
Easily confused by how master used. There ain't no Muslim him. Against CRT and LGBT, staunchly anti-acronym.
It is a catchy song.
He's staying busy, threatening Disney. He hates those pantsless ducks. A real disgrace with a whole fan base of supporters who love nuts. A state that elects some real rejects between him and Rubio. Every time Ron's speaking, looks like he's reaching for a pair of booties. So tell me why. Just vote for a gator high on meth. Seriously, why, Florida? How the heck did y'all somehow downgrade from Jeff?
Please play.
Look at all these people. A lot of them that I've looked up to through my life. I've always paid attention to politics, guys that, you know. Then all of a sudden you get invited to, like, well, hey, we're going to have kind of a sexual get-together at one of our homes. You should come. And I'm like, what did you just ask me to come to?
Yeah.
And then you realize they're asking you to come to an orgy.
Yeah.
Or the fact that, you know, there's some of the people that are leading on the movement to try and remove, you know, addiction in our country. And then you watch them do, you know, a key bump of cocaine right in front of you.
And I'm a little shocked, I guess, is what I would put it. It's called something called furries. If you don't know what furries are, it's where school children dress up as animals, cats or dogs, during the school day. They meow and they bark. And they interact with their school, with the teachers and that, in this fashion. And now schools are wanting to put litter boxes in the schools for these children to use. How is this sanitary? I'm going to have a discussion with CEO Smith about this. This is something I think, how can schools allow this to happen? I think it's very disruptive within the school system. I think it's very disruptive within the classes. I even heard from one person here recently said that a student identified as a cat and wanted a litter box, and the school didn't provide the litter box, so the student went ahead and defecated on the floor. Really? Really?
What's the most important issue?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but
okay.
It's something that I'm not, that I don't care for.
Who would you rather have president, Joe Biden or Vladimir Putin?
Oh, Putin. Definitely.
And why is that?
I believe he's been given a tough since World War II. Russia's been the bad guy, when in actuality the Nazis left Germany, and they ended up going to the Ukraine, coming in here. George Bush was actually, thank you. George Bush was actually a Nazi.
Yeah!
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.